topic of dating. Through my observation and through my conclusion right now in this moment, there's a realization of the potential that too much is being done too soon. For an example, if I or any male wants to take a girl out to I'm trying to think of a different term to say date. To take to have an experience with a woman where we go out and experience exploring connection with one another. It's not wise to think it with the mentality of, oh, I need to wine and dine her. I need to go to this either an expensive restaurant or some fancy restaurant as a first meeting. That's not wise. That's not smart. That's not even necessary. Dating, now that I see it from my own view without someone else's voice, dating is meant to be more subtle in order for it to, I would say, move in a more fluid, a healthy manner. It's about getting to know the other person. It's not about wowing them. It's not about showing off, showing up. It's not about that. It's about getting to know the root of dating is getting to know somebody to see if you and them are aligned or not. That's the whole point of it. It's not about that other stuff. It's not about the shenanigans. So for an example, let's say having a meeting with a girl with the intention of building a romantic relationship. So the first meeting could be like, it could be a coffee shop in the AM out in the AM hours. It could be, which my idea would be going to a zoo. If someone is open to that. That would be my first meeting. That would be my first quote unquote date desire, dating choice, dating location choice desire. There we go. It don't need to be, and everybody has their own choice, but it doesn't need to be this wine and dine. It doesn't need to be that. I understand why I've throughout my living. I've been exposed to women expressing displeasure about a guy taking them out to like McDonald's or Burger King or KFC, and I get that. I get from their point of view the frustration of that, the desire of wanting something more, and that's okay. I wouldn't go to those places anywhere because I don't eat there personally. I wouldn't eat in those places, and even if I was meeting someone there, I still wouldn't choose. I wouldn't say yes to those places. But to look at those places, yes, I would say some guys are not aware of the lesser den that those places represent, which is the opposite of what that girl wants, which is more den. She doesn't want lesser den. Now, with that, and without trying to make it a reward system, I will say it's not wise for a man or a woman to expect the most out of a dating experience, a meeting experience for the first time. To not expect, when I say the most, what I'm saying is to not expect the most extravagant location to go to meet for the first time. That is not wise, nor is it necessary to go to the most lavish, extravagant place. Again, it's all about choices. If there's a male or a female that wants to wow somebody, go ahead. But that doesn't need to be that way. It's not a rule to say you have to, as a guy, you have to wine and dine, or you have to spend all this money, You have to go the expensive route. You don't need to do that to wow a woman, to what's the word, to impress her. And that's a whole nother topic there, where it's like, that's why it's important and wise financially and just energetically and emotionally and mentally, why it is wise to start slow and start less. Start with the most simplest meeting place, like, again, going out for coffee, going out for maybe breakfast, something less, something, I wouldn't even want to say small, because I don't like the way small, I don't want to add the word small, but I sort of want to pull that energy of small into it. I just don't want to use small because I don't want to make it seem like it's not something that you need to put. I don't mean that, even when I say less, I don't mean small and less in a way to where like, oh, you don't have to put any effort into it. It's not like that. It's just by gauging what is necessary at what time. Let's say, like, you, if, for example, as a guy, me, I schedule a meeting between me and a girl for the first time. We'll say we meet for the in an experience in the AM hours, and like going out for, you know, maybe she drinks coffee, I don't. So we can show up and, you know, she orders coffee, I order water or whatever I decide to order. But I'm just there for the meeting. I'm not really there to eat or drink anything. I'm just there to meet this person and get to know them. Say, do that once. Okay. Do that twice. Okay. Third time, do something different. And then work up to the wine, the whining and dining. Work up to that. Work up to going out to a more lavish place. That is the unfolding of, I feel, what dating is best to be, is wise to be. I'm not going to say should, because everybody is different. But if the dating experience was subtle, more subtle and more slow and less in that way, people wouldn't be wasting their time with somebody because they wouldn't be putting as much time into somebody that they don't even know well. They're giving it time to... They're given the unfolding of learning about each other in a slow and I almost want to say the word methodical. I don't know. I need to go look at the definition of methodical because I don't know if it fits in here. But in a gradual pace that is healthy for both beings. So if somebody goes to this meeting and they automatically don't end up not liking the person in the first minute, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, then boom. They can venture off, you know, let's say if the setup was to meet for an hour, you know, cut it in half. Say like, oh, okay, hey, I'm going to be honest here. I'm not feeling this. I'm not feeling your energy. I'm not feeling this connection. And then venture off. Boom. Less time given, more time to awareness provided. So both people are aware. Yes, feelings can still be rattled, but you know that goes into the space of not, it's not someone's responsibility that they're not liking somebody in that in a specific way. It's there's free will there. So I'm saying this as someone, this is like dating advice. I'm saying this as someone who has never dated. I've never dated in my entire life, but I see the benefit of the way my life has gone to where I'm able to sit in this moment and observe how things can work for me as I venture into the dating scene when I flow into it, and also ways in which other people can reanalyze the dating scene in general, the topic of it, gain some insight. And ultimately, this is about me expressing in a way to where I'm looking at myself and what works for me, and possibly this can prompt someone else who's listening to this to, because my intention is for people to look at what works for them, not what we're told that we should do and with dating or this work for somebody, try this. No, what works for us individually, personally, for dating. May this be useful. That is all from me.